This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A conversation with the CEO of Ford.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're just a little more than a week away from what's shaping up to be a decisive moment in the race for the White House. I'm talking about Michigan's Republican primary, which polls indicate is going to be a tight race between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. Well, as part of Marketplace's election coverage of The Real Economy, we'll be broadcasting live from Michigan next week. And today we kick things off with the CEO of one of the state's largest and oldest companies, Ford. CEO Alan Mulally joins us now from Detroit. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Jeremy. Thank you.
Well, it seems from outside Detroit that the city, the auto industry, is seeing a real comeback. Do you think that is true? And are you hiring in a big way?
Clearly, Jeremy, in Ford's case, we are now profitably growing the corporation in the United States and worldwide. We have been through probably the worst recession since the Depression, but Ford chose to invest and even accelerate the investment in the new products during the worst of that recession. So that's why we have them now available for everybody as the economy starts to come back and they need their new fuel-efficient vehicles.
And, of course, Ford is the only one of the big three American automakers that avoided bankruptcy after the financial crisis. What do you think, looking back now, that your company did differently that allowed it to emerge without going through bankruptcy?
We borrowed nearly $23.5 billion in 2006 to restructure the business to get it back to profitability. We started that process. None of us ever anticipated that the economy would slow down as much as it did. And now we're very pleased to not have used precious taxpayer money and to have this fabulous lineup of world-class products for our consumers today.
But you're saying that you were able to do that in part because you took out a big loan at a good time, at the right time.
Well, that's absolutely a key part of the plan. But remember, Jeremy, we also chose to invest in developing the new products that people really do want and value. And we started that over 5 years ago. So we simplified the Ford product line. We divested Aston Martin and Jaguar and Land Rover and Volvo, 100% focused on the Ford product line and Lincoln. But we started that all over 5 years ago.
A lot of people view you as a hero for turning the company around. And as a result of your work, you received more than $50 million in stock last year. Do you see anything wrong with a CEO making that much more than the rest of the company workforce?
All of the Ford employees are compensated in terms of the company's performance. So as we create an exciting, viable, profitably growing company, I'm very pleased that everybody associated with our Ford now is benefiting from a profitably growing company.
And indeed, what you're saying is absolutely true. You have raised the salaries for your employees. But do you think that there's a problem with a CEO making so much more? Some people look at that and it opens their eyes a little bit.
Well, I think all the compensation is market-driven and is competitive, and we are absolutely committed to being competitive in every element of our business and all the skills that we employ.
So we are going to be in Michigan all next week. What is the one thing, do you think, that exists in that state that doesn't exist anywhere else in the country?
Well, I think that the focus on economic development and creating a business environment, that public-private partnership that creates an environment where businesses can be competitive and they can grow are going to be the ones that create great jobs and great careers and also contribute to the big issues that all of us in the United States care about, like economic development, energy independence and security, and also environmental sustainability. So it's that public-private partnership to create that kind of environment.
Alan Mullally is the CEO of Ford. Mr. Mullally, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Jeremy. Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning, up about 0.4% right now in London, 0.8% in Frankfurt. In Washington today, the House and Senate are expected to vote on an extension of the payroll tax cut, unemployment benefits, and Medicare payments to doctors. The extension would last through the end of the year and cost $143 billion. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 123 points to close at 12,904.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
Two popular food companies are about to tell us how much money they're making. Campbell's Soup and Heinz will report earnings this morning. Both companies are struggling with the rising cost of ingredients and just how much of that price increase can be passed on to consumers. Marketplace's Eve Troe reports.
When a food company raises prices, customers look elsewhere. So to keep eyeballs on your brand, you want to keep prices at bay. But that's hard to do as costs rise for raw ingredients, says Ken Perkins at Morningstar.
Now there's sort of a dilemma between do we raise our prices and risk alienating consumers from our brands, or do we let our profits slide?
And alienate shareholders. Companies have been exploring their options, innovating shiny new products to spur demand, or keeping the price of a product the same, but getting sneaky on the size.
The hope was that if you took an ounce or two out of the bottle, it wouldn't make that much of a difference. The consumer wouldn't notice, really.
That's John Frank at Mintel International. He says the big brands could also cut their marketing budgets, but they risk losing ground to the grocery store's own brands.
A lot of supermarkets are stressing and marketing their private label much more actively today.
And they're making those store brands taste better, because if the big names do jump in price, more customers could switch to the store brands for the long haul. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And finally to Washington, D.C., where a guy named Danny White has vanity license plates that say no tags. To him, it's a joke. But when the city issues a traffic ticket for a car that has no license plates, or tags as they're sometimes called, the ticket goes to Danny White. He says he's gotten $20,000 worth over the years. Tells WRC-TV he'll be happy to change his vanity plates if the city pays. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.